You're with SBS Radio.
Sean Moran, Aussie football has been going for a number of years now. What we've done is nurture and support some of the kids here. I suppose our best example of what we've done is to bring Shadeen Evans, they call her Shay Evans, to the level where she is at now.
Yes.
And we first took her to Brazil for the World Cup there. And then she was so inspired by the visit over there. She wanted to represent the Matildas through soccer. She wanted to represent Australia, and she was so determined from there onwards. But she's down there in Sydney with our program, and she's working under the auspices of Alan Stadich, and boarding with a lovely family, the Johnses, Sean and Johns. She's just blossoming, even at the education area, and that's part of our program as well. But John Moriarty football has been going for quite a number of years in Borroloola and Robinson River. Robinson River is east of here, a little community there. We coach there regularly. We have up to 100 Aboriginal kids here training every time we have a session, and we do it every day of the week pretty well. They love it. And Shay Evans has been a good example of what can happen. And some of our kids have done very, very well down there. They're still doing very well with soccer as part of the program there.
Other codes of sport have been really doing well, recruiting First Nations communities in NRL. We're talking about something like around 12% of the players are of Indigenous background, 16% somewhere in around that percentage in the AFL. And yet in soccer, the percentage is very, very tiny.
Well, it's been a concern of mine too, because a lot of the people that are involved in other sports other than football, our soccer, because they've been poached by other codes and that's their choices too. But we don't have a program, in my view, that can come up from the grassroots, which we're trying to develop here with our kids, because these kids are just tailor-made for our game. And we hope that we bring that up. But the coaching system here, I think, will elevate our kids, and we hope that they'll stick with the game right through. But we need to develop at a state, not only grassroots level, which we're doing, but at the states and the territory level, right through the national level. And I think we're missing that, unless we're the other codes have it all over our round ball game. So with our particular visit here, as I mentioned, we've been here for many, many years, and we do this as a not-for-profit for my wife and family, and we do that here, and the kids love it. We hope that we will eventually have people like Shay be the models so that we can get Matildas and Socceroos up through the system. We've got Alan Stadich, who's a National Matildas coach, who was kindly offered to visit us while we held these clinics for the last 2 days. He was here with his family, and he was, I think, very taken by the fact that he was here amongst Aboriginal kids that were here just for football, and they just loved it, and I'm sure Alan loved it as well with his family. As you probably know, Alan has Shay Evans under his auspices, and she's played in the US just recently with the under-19s. And that way, that pathway has been good for Shay, and of course, Alan Stadich is right behind the program. I'm sure he was very impressed.
It's a really exciting to hear the Matildas coach teaming up with one of the greatest Indigenous players yourself and teaming up in a project. And I hear it's his first time in a remote community.
He, of course, is very encouraging to develop our type of program right through with the Indigenous kids throughout the country.
Yeah.
But being a small organisation, we hope to expand to other communities, beginning with Northern Territory, and then move on to other states, hopefully. To do that, of course, we'll have to have the appropriate programs.
Yes.
And, of course, funding is one of our big issues, which we have to do ourselves to fundraise. And as we mentioned earlier, AFL and Rugby League gets a tremendous amount of funding for the Aboriginal communities, and I just hope that we can get more funding for programs like ours that hits right on the ground level with the most isolated Aboriginal people, but they are keen to represent this country and their state and their communities and their families, and this is really an inspiration for them.
Yes. No, especially you have a youngster like Shay, who is shining with the Matildas, and the Matildas are actually doing much, well, the Socceroos have done very well in this World Cup, but the Matildas go up to beating Brazil and really a very high class of soccer when they go out there on the international stage with some youngsters there even picking up awards internationally. It's looking, for female soccer in Australia, is looking much brighter than the men's soccer, actually. And that's my point of view of an outsider.
I share your views totally. And some of our younger girls here, I'm sure will be in that category, as Shay is now, representing the young Matildas, but also representing their state. But hopefully our program is a program that can elevate them and bring them to the attention of other states and other communities because of their skills and their desire and determination to do well and play the game, because they love it.
Yeah. Now, through your initiative, we already mentioned Shay, who is already doing very well, and a few, four more players. The outcome of the last 2 days, can you give us a summary of the last 2 days, what came out of it, because it was very intense?
Oh, look, our kids have been here for the last 2 days, from morning right till almost dark. And we've had 100 kids here at each session. And these kids, you see them lead their... Some, only a few have football boots that they use, but those that have them, leave them on the sideline or on the edge of the oval and then take them off and play bare feet.
Enjoy more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.